I will read the manual after you all leave.
Yeah.
Probably.
Just, like, dork out with your fork out.
Today, so far.
Uh-huh.
I promise to think about reading the manual.
Mm-hmm. That's more than I get from most guys. So.
Greetings, Apropossi! And buckle up for the sex! It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast!
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna.
And holy shit, guys! Oh, and I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said guys. Holy shit, Aproposters. Aproposse, we're the Aproposters. Aproposse, I'm all
friends.
I am all a fluster. I am all a fluster because
are.
A, we're all here.
Aproflusters.
And that here is the new AON lab.
And
this
it's
is
radiant.
So swanky.
Yeah.
This is I don't know how Salsa got swank.
I never thought.
He bought his way into it.
I feel like
I married up.
Yeah, swank.
Yeah, but you did that years ago.
Yeah.
But it just like it grew over con. Time.
Long
it's like
con.
Interest gathering in a savings account.
Well, a lot of people played their magic cards on top of it, and you had to wait for the stack to resolve fully.
Oh, sure.
So,
yeah, I know that makes sense. Yeah.
It's a very slow deck building process.
You're going to build a deck.
We already have a deck.
Oh, my God.
We have a deck. It's between the house and the three-season gazebo.
Jesus, man.
God damn it.
I know, right? My wife and I bought a new house, and along with that house is a new AON laboratory, and we are in it. And
so
I have done so much work getting it ready. We have...
It's so clean in here.
It's fucking gorgeous.
It's the cleanest it will ever be. It's all downhill from there.
I know.
As I clean out the studio, half of it's going to come into here, and then that's going to just be the rest of my life is moving things from the studio to the lab and back.
Well, that sounds really exciting and pleasant. I mean, technically, Tetris is just sorting blocks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Katamari is just rolling things up. I want to hear now a Katamari and a Tetris.
I was just thinking
yeah.
that.
Okay, somebody make that happen.
I'll bring it up to
Joe. No.
Anyway, but we have a fancy new liquor cabinet, which I'm really excited about.
It's so pretty.
Fancy new table that we are recording on.
Yeah, completely aside from your wife being out of your league, that cabinet is out of your league also.
It really is.
Like, holy fuck, man.
I bought that off of Facebook Marketplace for a ridiculously low price, and the people I bought it from... they were like, you know, we're renovating the house and it just doesn't have a home anymore, so we have to get rid of it. But it's like her grandfather's cabinet, so they were like, you know, there is some sentimental value, but we just don't have it. And I was like, I will take very good care of it.
Yes.
Not telling them I was going to put alcohol in it, but I will be taking good care of it.
We find out they're secretly listeners to the podcast, and they're like, son of a bitch.
Either that or they're like, our hopes. They're fulfilled.
True. If they listen to this podcast, then this is exactly what they wanted from it. If they don't listen, then they'll never know.
That's fair.
But the table is half made. It is, in fact, assembled right now.
On its mother's side?
But after everybody leaves after recording tonight, I am disassembling the table finish putting finish on it.
You're going to finish the finish?
Yes, I do need to finish the finish. The finish is only half done right now.
I didn't think you'd been to Finland.
It's half finish on its mother's side?
Almost. Right.
Okay.
Someday. Yet. but, yeah, no, it's really nice. And then, also, you might have noticed the sound quality has changed. Not only do we not have a refrigerator in the lab, which means the humming is no longer there, but we also have new recording equipment, which hopefully means that, I mean, the recording equipment we had was...
Like 10 years old.
7 years?
I think it was about 7 or 8 years
something
old.
Something like that. It was.
How long have you been on Facebook? It was that old.
Okay, so a while.
At least 7 years.
You were,
I think, 8.
In, I think, your second year when you were talking about it, and at the beginning
so eight
of your
or
third
nine,
year.
8 or 9.
Yeah, 8 or 9 years old.
Anyway, it was old. It was tired. We got a new one. It's nice now.
It's so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that is the exciting part. we have a drink as well.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I want a drink. Yes.
Oh, so, okay, so this is a bottle of wine that I got from my mother-in-law. She gave this bottle of wine to us for Christmas.
Yay.
It is a it is a Carnival Sideshow brand wine.
I've actually had this one before.
Yeah, so have I. So, I have had a. In fact, I had their Table Red last night. This is the.
What was their future?
Oh my God!
And this is the.
Is it too late to kick them out?
You know what? I've been trying for years.
We shouldn't have told him where the new lab was.
Damn it!
Fuck!
He helped me move. He already knew. This is the petite.
The little petite, which I believe
is a petite Syrah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little littles are the very tiny kids.
The pumpkins.
For fencing booth. We call them the little littles.
The mittens.
Yes. So that is what we are drinking. We have a red wine.
Wine.
Courtesy of my mother-in-law. Thank you.
The French.
Delightful.
Oh, yes.
Wow, that is that is like the perfect mixture of like fruity and dry.
I very much like Syrahs. Petite Syrahs are one of my favorite wines.
They always stick to the roof of my mouth just a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's not a thing I'm a huge fan of.
I used to eat grapes a lot as a kid, and the grape peels kind of do the same thing. So
Like cranberries. I don't like cranberries because they do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And so cranberries are kind of off my list, but
This is
like a dry wine that does that, I'm not too fond of. But this one is, I like very fruity, robust reds, and they usually don't have that effect on me. Anyway,
fruity, robust reds. You podcast with one.
I mean, I've kind of already said what I was up to a great deal.
Can I say
that? Yes,
because this is the first time I'm seeing you guys since I went to Kansas City. I did not get either of you presents because I had COVID.
Oh, that's quite
and
all
I
right.
I was going to come back.
Definitely.
I was going to hit up presents on the way back, and instead I went. On the 7-hour drive, I got out of the car once to pee.
In a ditch? In Iowa?
Nope.
Fuck.
No, it was an actual restroom.
Was it in Iowa, though?
Yes.
God. Some traditions are
traditions important.
Yeah.
No, but like, and I went in there, like, knowing I have COVID, I've got, like, a mask on, and I've got my scarf around that. Mm-hmm. And I've, like, got this bottle of antiseptic that I just have in my purse all the time now, because these are the days we live in. And, like,
sending a bell ringer ahead of you.
I'm literally, like, making sure I'm opening the doors with, like, my sleeves or gloves, not touching anything. And then, like, I did my business. And then, like, I put antiseptic on a toilet paper and, like, wiped down the bowl seat. And then, like, also wiped down the little handle thing for the stall door. And, like, and I'm, like, just being
did your best.
Good on you.
Careful of everything.
Yeah, fantastic.
But I had to pee.
Oh, yeah.
Because... It's a 7-hour car trip.
Oh, yeah.
My eyes were floating by the time we got back to Joe's.
I believe it.
But, so I got neither of you fuck all.
That's okay.
However, Joe got something for James.
Oh.
So, we went into
the... He likes
he does.
You.
We went into the CVS.
The man's
CVS.
Got good taste.
We went into the CVS. Joe... I mean, we were looking for at-home tests because we found out we'd been exposed.
Yep.
But you also needed Vaseline.
Painting such a picture.
For the inside of his nose because it gets really dry and then he gets nosebleeds like super easy.
I figured. Yeah.
So he was looking through the Vaselines and he found this and he bought this for you.
Oh, my God.
Because it is tiny.
Oh, it's so small.
Oh, my God.
It is a little tiny Vaseline.
Holy tiny.
It is the tiniest Vaseline to ever tiny.
That is like dollhouse tiny.
Yeah, it is the size of the ends of... It's even smaller than both of the ends of my thumbs put together.
Like, it is...
It's like my
probably 1 inch by 1 inch by 3/4 of an inch, I'd say.
Yeah, if
3/4, honestly, that might be a half inch.
Might maybe. Yeah, it's
very
tiny.
Small. Yeah.
Yes.
This is so good.
James would be this happy about a Vaseline
jar. Joe was looking at the Vaselines, and he sees that tiny one right there, and he's like,
well, I am delighted. Wow. All the reasons to think of me in the Vaseline aisle, this is...
I am, you know what? I'm okay
one
with,
of them.
I'm okay opera, with...
Weirdly, it's the most wholesome reason to think of you in the Vaseline aisle. And I'm really impressed that it was Joe...
Oh, yeah.
That had the most wholesome response to
I will
Vaseline
say,
and you.
I am going to say, I'm kind of happy that I didn't get a present from Joe. If Vaseline is what he's given.
It would have been a significantly larger
It would have been,
Vaseline,
yeah. For me, oh yeah, it would have been a bucket of Vaseline.
Yeah, 55-gallon drum, yeah. This is beautiful.
Because I have a large nose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. You now have... tiny Vaseline.
Hold me close, a tiny Vaseline.
Probably won't even be enough to complete whatever job it is that you need it to complete.
Wow, that is a one-use, single-use Vaseline.
That might be a quarter use. Yeah. I don't know.
For each finger.
I don't even know if there's enough for each finger, though.
It says it's lip therapy.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like, but it is. It's like a
doesn't
fully
say
featured
which lips.
Regular jar.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
Oh.
Okay,
well.
I'm just saying.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Things get chapped. That's
so anyway, that is your gift from Joe.
This is beautiful.
Happy That's holidays.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And please, every time you see Vaseline from now on, think of Joe in Kansas City.
Every time I use Vaseline, I'll think of Joe.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
I already think of Joe every time I use Vaseline.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was thinking of you back.
At last, my dream come true. We could, this is about, like, rubber nipple ape size for the...
I think it would last a while for the orangutan itself.
You know, if the orangutan is ever breastfeeding, then a little Vaseline.
Vaseline isn't great for nipples while breastfeeding. I mean, it's not awful, but it's sticky and slimy, and there are much better products out there for it.
Fair.
There's a product called Lancinot.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep, that's a good one.
It's basically like utter cream, but like it's a tube and it's a little more creamy and just works better. It's easier to manage. It's easier to deal with. Mm-hmm. And it is the reason why I was able to continue breastfeeding Jessa, because she had a fucking grip. I tell you what.
Yeah.
And after like the first week, I was bleeding. My nipples were so sore.
Yeah.
Rarely.
And that Lancinot just fixed it right up.
My wife still has like a crag in one of her nipples.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Because it was just so bleeding and chapped and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. I got some spots where I'm like, I think that's where she got me there. Yeah. And like, yeah.
And all of this is teething.
No, they actually, after the first, like, couple of weeks, they start to get better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
First month. First month's kind of rough. But then after that, they start to get better at knowing, I don't have to exude as much force to get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to stop working so hard.
Fair enough.
And then they just do their little...
Well, you're... It's
they're like little
suction
programmers.
As opposed to, oh, my God.
It's also your skin just gets more... attuned to it. It's like licking your lips. It's the saliva gets them chapped.
Yeah.
And then they start to crack.
Yeah,
but after a month or so, they get harder and stronger and aren't
I've actually, okay, so weird sidestep. The knuckles on both hands have been super chapped. And I think it's just the high winds.
Mm. It's been fucking
definitely.
Cold. We can talk about that.
But, my God.
I've tried a couple of different lotions, nothing. But then I was just looking at a medicated chapstick and thought,
do you know what's worked best for me for chapped skin?
What's that?
Gold Bond has a lotion.
Oh.
Gold Bond hand lotion is fucking incredible.
I could try that next.
Highly recommend it.
I'll tell you that a just a cherry chapstick. Just
sure.
I mean, if that's working for you,
but the Gold Bond lotion actually soaks in proper.
Yeah.
And that's lovely.
I would actually say switch from a lotion to an ointment.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if the chapstick is working for you, by all means, continue using. Use what works.
Yeah. Like, I don't, they're not cracking and bleeding at all.
Perfect.
Anymore. Oh,
then continue on.
Yeah.
Right. My wayward son.
There'll be peace when you are done.
Lay your weary head to rest?
No. We got a podcast to record.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Thank goodness.
Remember, we're not just talking at each other. I mean, we are. We under the guise.
That is literally the podcast's oeuvre. So.
Yeah, my therapist was like, what's kind of the theme of your podcast? And I was like,
yes.
We are stupid at people.
Sometimes
very smart.
We drink and bullshit.
We speak the words.
Whatever happens, happens.
The sounds that we're making right now are kind of a perfect promo for them just talking over each other, a variety of really bad accents.
Yeah.
And then...
Is accent day!
Is accent day!
Is accent day!
Yeah. I can't get over the view...
Oh, this is beautiful. We're going to have to update the webpage.
So goodness.
Oh, yeah.
I've been wanting to anyway because my hair is no longer super bright red and down to my ass. So,
my hair
or
is also
straight.
No longer down to your ass.
Or straight. My hair is completely different than
looks
it used to be.
Fantastic, by the way.
Yours looks the same. Salsa.
Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't done anything with it, so
cool. Well, that would sure explain
that sure does.
Yeah.
So, Jenna.
And thank you, by the way.
aside from tiny Vaselines, what you been up to?
Let's see. I spent the first half of the week, last week, not doing a goddamn thing.
Yeah.
Because I had COVID.
See previous conversation.
see earlier conversation on COVID. The one thing that did amuse me about the whole thing, because I live in an apartment complex, is that in order to check my mail, what I did was I waited until like 11 p.m.
Oh, that's pretty smart.
And
then
I went down to the mail area like with my mask and gloves on. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, dun, 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 dun.
Tell
me you combat rolled across the lobby.
No, I didn't combat roll. I didn't want to risk losing my mask.
No, that's fair. And
actual safety.
That is what contact with surfaces.
You breathe wrong, and Captain Kirk's shirt comes off. So that's also embarrassing in a camera filled lobby.
But, yeah, so I just kind of secret spy ninja'd my way to the mailroom back a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And then Thursday I got tested.
Yeah.
And it came back negative.
Woo!
So done with that.
Which is good, because you're here.
So then Friday, John and I went out to eat. Because I was like, right now this is probably the best time for me to go do things. Like, I still have probably whatever antibodies are there. So, like, and I've volunteered. Like, if people need me to pick things up, if they get sick and need me to pick things up for the next couple of weeks, fucking in for it. Because, like, this is the only, this is the highest chance of me not getting sick again.
Yeah,
there's this
right now.
Golden moment
I have
of invincibility.
Yes. I wouldn't call it invincibility, but... The highest possible odds of not getting it is basically what it is.
You're rolling with advantage.
Oh, so much advantage, yeah. I got to check my privilege. I'm doing
that's
privilege
a rough save,
check.
Too. Yeah. yeah, could you roll a privilege save for me?
Ooh. So anyway, but yeah. So went out to eat on Friday at Town Hall, as we are wont to do.
As one may do,
it's right fucking there.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Joe was like, do you know what we haven't done in, like, 2 years? Gone out for sushi.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God.
And I was like, yeah, I want to go out for sushi. So we went to Kiachi.
Oh, sure.
Because they have the best pressed sushi.
Oh.
Have you not had their, what is it called? Ashizushi?
No.
No, they've got the box style press sushi. They use, is it shiso leaves? The ones that taste kind of like lemony and peppery.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. For like one of...
I'm not familiar.
One of theirs, the Suzuki pressed sushi is... Mm-hmm. It's the best goddamn pressed sushi I have ever had in my life. It is so good. And they have a special citrus soy sauce that they bring out with it.
Oh, my God. Like a yuzu soy sauce?
I think so, yeah. That sounds right.
Oh.
And it is... They marry so perfectly.
Hmm.
And it is just... It is like... You put this in your mouth, and as your mouth wraps around it, a hug comes down from the heavens with like an angelic whisper and just wraps your body up into it. And then there's like just this little burst of light that comes out from your mouth as you are consuming this. It is so wonderful. And then you are left, when you finish this bite, when you've chewed it and swallowed it, you're left feeling a certain sense of inner peace. It's so good.
It's amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Well, I just came. How about you, James?
Yeah, I actually came in your pants.
Yeah.
It's going to save me.
It was that good.
It's Vaseline.
Yeah.
Oh, Joe, he's going to need another Vaseline. He's already used this one.
Yes. Another tiny one, please. It's the correct size. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, had sushi. And then all of my shows got canceled for the month.
Fuck.
Well, I'm not surprised.
No, yeah.
Like, even last week when you were like, anybody got anything to plug? I'm like,
yeah.
Technically, yes, right now, but give it a couple days. And then, yep. So one of them got postponed to February, with fingers crossed. The other one is looking for a time in March. So it's not like... awful, awful. But it's so frustrating because it's the first time I've had an actual stage show scheduled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, let alone more than one.
Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm going to get back on the stage. It's going to be so awesome.
Fuck.
And then, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. Nope. So, yeah. That all got canceled. I did something else, but I can't remember what it was. So, must not have been that important.
Internet things or real life things?
I mean, I got to do some streaming with my family again for the first time in a couple of weeks.
Well, that's kick ass. That's
good.
So that was fun and delightful. I have a lot of people come through my stream, and some people stay for like a half an hour to an hour, and some people go right away. They're just like, just doing a drive by, and I'm like, hey, thank you. And I usually don't see that they showed up until after they left. I'm like, man, I suck at this.
But the question...
But they keep doing it. I got rated.
Oh.
I have subscribers.
That's fucking awesome.
It's weird.
What did... You got rated?
Rated.
What rating?
Rated.
So, let's say I'm doing a stream, and James is doing a stream.
Yep.
And James has a bunch of people watching his stream, and I have some people watching my stream.
And they can score you?
Oh, hold on.
No.
Rated. Let me explain it.
Oh, with a D.
Yes.
Raid?
Yes.
With two Ds.
Yes. Let me explain, because it's not, you're not going to be able to figure it out until I do.
Okay.
So, James... gets distracted and is done with his stream for the day. He's like,
sounds
I'm
right.
done.
Yeah.
And he's like, I wonder who else is streaming right now. Mm-hmm. And he looks over and he sees that his friend Jenna is streaming. He can take his group of people and throw them at my stream.
Mm-hmm.
Basically...
Just a direct transfer?
Yeah. I can just drop them directly into her stream.
Into my stream.
Huh. Yeah, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Because they're still interested in watching more. They don't want to have to go search for more entertainment.
Or they want to know the people that you know, because there's probably similar styles, things like that.
That's a very cool functionality.
Yeah. One of the cooler things that I've seen is somebody do a handoff like that when the person that they're going to is playing a game that their current host wants to play. So they're playing a multiplayer game, Stardew Valley, right? And the host that has them is like, oh, well, I'm going to go and play Stardew Valley with this person, and rather than like, have you watch one side of this conversation. I'm just going to drop you over there. And then they drop in a raid. And then the host joins and plays for a little while and then fucks off. It's fucking awesome. All of the possibilities with that.
There's a lot of different possibilities with it. So
I don't know if I would call that a raid, though. That seems... Now, obviously, I'm not the one making up the terminology. Yeah.
The terminology has only been around for like 5 years or so. So who the fuck are we to say anything about it?
But MMOs. Mm-hmm. So.
No, I understand that. It just its functionality is dramatically different. So anyway. No, that okay. Cool. Good.
Yeah.
So somebody was streaming and said, "Everybody, go watch Jenna now."
Basically, took everybody and put them on my stream directly.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. That's the raid portion.
From a trebuchet.
They can actually just put in a command in Twitch and transfer all of their viewers over to another stream.
Cool. Okay. Yep.
That's the raid portion of it.
Yeah.
And this is usually a positive thing. Some people use it in a negative way for, like, hate raids
and shit, yeah.
Or just get a bunch of trolls together and then just... Everybody suddenly explodes into a... Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a raid to me.
Yeah, that's hate raiding, and it used to be done more often, and I think that might be where raiding became a thing. But Twitch and others have been making very concerted efforts to make sure that those things don't happen.
Okay.
So now we just have more of the positive stuff. I have not yet had a hate raid, even though I put LGBT...
You know.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've got the gay tag on mine. And and yeah, I haven't had any hate. And I think I've had my stream pretty locked down, so. Mm-hmm. What? Hi. No.
No, you're good.
Yes. Yeah. What? Monkey.
Bathroom. Wants to drink from the bathroom.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, in the meantime, was it you that asked me about streaming?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. There's your answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, that's fucking great.
Okay.
Yeah.
What have you been up to, James?
Congratulations on your subscribers, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
So I got a lot of cool stuff for my birthday and Christmas. That I've been playing around with. A Wacom tablet, for one, that plugs into my computer. And the thing that I was worried about is actually resolved by it being a Wacom tablet. And that is, I can see where the pen is pointed without having to draw with it.
Okay.
And it draws really quickly, too. So there's I can see where I'm about to drop the point of the pen. I can have it... select
that's lovely.
Pressure and do all kinds of different stuff with it. It's fucking awesome.
Nice.
Doesn't need a special battery for the pen or anything like that because it's all powered by radio waves, which is deeply exciting.
Runs on waves.
Yeah. So there's that. And then I also, like I said, got a shitload of gift cards for... GameStop for Nintendo and for Amazon. And so I bought some video game equipment and I upgraded my Nintendo membership so that I get a bunch of bonus stuff that's really cool. And I also bought a little plug-in deck for my computer that will let me plug my Switch and other consoles into my computer so that I can stream them.
Nice.
Which I am real fucking pumped about.
Oh, yeah.
Well, especially because I have a lot of super classic games that I don't ever see on Twitch that I think people might like. And this is a really good opportunity to share those. So, yeah, that's it's fucking awesome. But you need a special dingus for it. And I have that dingus now.
Is it a tiny dingus?
It's pretty small. It's a small dingus. I could probably coat it just using this Vaseline container.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This tiny, tiny Vaseline container. Yeah. yeah. There's that.
So it's not like a big old
It's not like a honking dangler of a dingus.
Yeah, okay.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
That was the question.
That's
yeah.
too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more of a dingle than a dongle.
Sure. Yeah. I get that.
Bordering on dangle, but like.
I mean, that happens. Smaller. That happens when you get older.
Yeah.
Dingle, dangle, and dongle are the three Christmas heroes of Elf Town.
Ooh. Yes. Very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. But then, I finally. The mouse that I've been using for, I don't know, 7 years, something like that, finally gave up the ghost and cannot reliably left click anymore.
Oh, no.
So, I bought a fancy fucking gaming mouse because I figure, why not? I asked my friends what they recommend for people with my hand size, and that was the deal.
Mm-hmm. And, there you go.
I've not yet gotten to fuck around with it, but I'm real excited about it.
But you can't wait to find out?
Yes. Yes. I am looking forward to both the fucking around and finding out.
All right.
Yeah. So there's that. Just a big, big excitement for me. Being able to buy the little things that I set aside all, you know, decade.
Yeah.
And then snow tires.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to connect with you before I left for Kansas City on storage space.
No, that's all right.
Whatever.
Got it figured out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not lacking for people and connections, so I wasn't overly concerned. But if you do need a space in the future, we'll talk.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
No, I'm looking forward to having some snow tires on a tiny car. some little winter boots.
I just realized I wanted to see your car with, like, big fucking mags and a raised kit.
Yeah.
And
I would also love this.
Because the tires would be, like, half the size of the car.
Yes.
I mean, the tires are 14 inches, and they're already... Like, half the size of the car.
Right. That's fair.
Yeah.
But just like some big old like monster car tires.
Fuck
on.
Yeah. I gotta tell you, I have seen people do that to Beetles. I think battle wagons like that look fucking cool. I'm not opposed to, actually what I would really love to do with it is put snow cat treads on it.
Oh my god. I'm looking at getting some all terrain for my Honda because I want to do more overlanding.
Oh, sure.
And like I asked around on boards and people were like, you could do this thing and this thing and this thing and you do this lift and this frame thing and this blah 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 blah, and one guy was like, don't do that. If you're gonna put all of the money into that, just go get a vehicle with the right frame.
Yeah, get a Jeep or something.
That is meant to be able to do all of that. Yeah. Your Honda will be capable for a good amount, but not...
Nope.
No.
No.
You're just going to mess up things if you start doing all of that shit.
By the time you spend enough to make it worth your while...
You may as well have just gotten another. Car, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, the trick is you buy two Hondas, and then you put them on a set of levers so that when one of them is stuck, you just use the other one to lift it. Out.
No. You take the two cars and you put them roof to roof, so that if you flip the one car, then the other car is on the wheels.
Yeah, the Australian mod.
Yeah. Yeah.
I thought I was gonna take the two Hondas and like put them together in the same garage stall, and like after a while they'd romance each other, and exactly. And then they would give birth to the next generation of Honda, which would be able to better handle things.
Yeah.
That is
evolution.
Yeah,
evolution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just make sure that there's some appropriate tires and.
Well, I mean, if you want them to reproduce, you really shouldn't leave them any rubbers.
Stimuli.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you don't want any rubber.
Mm.
You gotta watch your rubbers.
God damn it! I'm angry because that's actually kind of clever.
Yeah,
I'm mad about that one.
But no, just like buying, like finally kind of indulging, self-indulgence a little bit. Yeah.
Mm.
Feels
nice.
Good.
You know what the church says about indulgences?
You can buy
them. They're on sale.
To Ooh. Usually a Christmas sale.
Yeah. Well, this is the... Oh, man. I am discovering the love
the Easter
of gift
indulgences
cards.
Sale is 3 days long.
No, it was a three-hour tour.
No, that's not...
That's...
That's not an Easter reference.
All the sales are right now, and that's fucking real good.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes.
Let us do that, then. In that case, we are going to take a break, and we will be right back in the new laboratory. First break. We have couches for seating area.
We have to figure out where to go smoke.
You could... You can go to the deck.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I have no idea.
Well, neither do we. So we're all in agreement.
Either too
no
much
one knows
or not,
what the fuck you've been doing.
Either too much or not enough booze.
Well, that's
probably
always, that's
not
just
enough.
A state of being.
A state of Jen existence.
Drink. Yeah.
Mm.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
Mm.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And, hey, we just got done with the holiday season, and thank you, Steam Secret Santa, for Steam games.
Yes,
We're going to talk about what we've been watching and reading, and playing, and media.
Somebody else is starting, because I don't remember
I will actually start, and I am going to, I will get to the games that I've been playing, but first, I have a book.
Yeah.
I got a book.
You have several books.
I got a book from my mother-in-law.
Okay. Yeah.
And
she's a classy broad.
She has good taste, yeah.
Yeah.
I got this book from my my grandma-in-law.
Okay, well, I can't speak to that.
Sorry. I got this book from my grandma-in-law. Anyway.
Yeah.
So it was
on your mother's side.
I got books from both of them, I think. I don't even remember.
Your mother-in-law is listening right now, and it's like, God damn it, Salsa.
Oh, no, absolutely, 100%. But I also, life has been chaos recently, and so I don't remember. But anyway, I got a book.
You got a book.
And when I first got this book, I went...
Start at the beginning. What is a book?
Oh, okay. My God.
For our listeners.
But I first
paperback
got this...
or hardcover?
A paper or cuneiform tablet. Yeah.
Anyway, I got this book.
I have a tablet.
And I kind of went, because it was a joke book. And often joke books are like, here's a bunch of jokes that other people have told.
Right.
I have read so many of those.
Right, right. You know, and
I know your repertoire. I believe this to be accurate.
Sure. But often it's just like, okay, I'm reading jokes that other people have told,
but
then you kind of read through it and you're like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
This was a book of puns.
Fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I opened this book fully expecting to read a bunch of puns. No.
What?
This is a book about... puns.
About, like, the history and the theory and the philosophy and
deconstructing, talking about why puns are funny, what makes a pun. Like, it is...
There's a section about Jenna.
Deconstructed Puns is the name of James's concept album.
It is not just a list of puns, which is what I first thought when I opened this book. I opened this book and it was full pages of text.
Oh, my God.
With, like... philosophical and like yes
question
yes
holy shit
in the explanation of the philosophical and the deconstruction of the pun, do they use puns?
I haven't gotten to that yet.
God damn it.
I hope they do.
I
haven't read much of this yet. I haven't had a chance to read much of this yet. Mm-hmm. Because I've been moving into a house.
Like, I'm picturing,
I'm still
like
packing shit. Mm-hmm.
And so, like, as you would expect, the way that we deconstruct possibly like sun or light or whatever puns is just brilliant. Like, I'm expecting something like that. I really hope so.
Yeah, but we'll use a radiograph.
But it is an intellectual treatise on puns.
That's fucking awesome.
Yes.
I know.
I had read a book similar to this called The Pun Also Rises.
I think this might be this book.
It's good.
What? I can't remember the name of the book off the top of my head.
God damn it. Like, that book is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
I've read a book like this. That is the book.
I think
this is the book.
Yeah.
I can't remember the title off the top of my head. I'll go check that out later. I just remembered this because a lot of other things have been going on, as you can imagine.
It's weird.
I thought all of this just poofed into existence.
No, but it was like on Christmas Day, I got this book and went, this is really cool. And then I really didn't get a chance to delve much further into it. But I just remembered James is here. So I had to tell you about it.
Yeah, I fucking appreciate it.
Yeah.
Yes.
So super excited about that. Anyway, also what I got, a bunch of games for
you.
Christmas.
Haven't even said anything and I'm just upset with you.
I have been playing, I got a couple games, for my Steam Secret Santa. Thank you very much. I haven't had a chance to play those games yet.
Right.
Mm. But I do have a couple other games, that have been in my library that I'm finally getting to.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cause I don't want to... I try not to let a game sit fallow in my list for too long.
Ooh,
I have so many games that have been around for like 10 years.
So like this finally bubbled to the top. But I'm playing a game called Of Orcs and Men.
Okay. Mm.
And I may have mentioned a game I was playing previously, a game called Styx, Styx. And this is a game in which it's a stealth game in which you are a goblin and you are creeping around and backstabbing people and going deep into these down into dungeons and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And it's a really fun game.
Sure.
But there was a sequel to this game, a second Styx game.
Sure.
And near the end of the game, you meet this orc.
Okay.
And I was reading something, and it was like, so you finally meet the orc from the original game. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And it was after playing the second Styx game that I discovered that the Styx games are prequels to Of Orcs and Men.
Oh, okay.
So I'm playing it in chronological order as opposed to like...
Sure.
Release order. But I'm fine. So I played Styx 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing Of Orcs and Men, where we originally met Styx. But it is drastically different than the Styx games, but it's a fun, like, team combat game. So, like, you've got your orc, Archyle, who is he's an orc. He's big, he's a bruiser, he's got a big fucking weapon, he wades into battle and hits things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you've got Styx, who's a small... assassin goblin.
Sure.
And what you do is you get into combat and you pause the game and you say, okay, this orc will attack this person with this attack and this attack and this attack, and I'll queue up four attacks, and then I switch over to the goblin.
VATS.
Very similar to VATS, but you've got two characters.
That's fucking awesome.
So you go, okay, so the orc is going to attack this person and this person with this attack and this attack, and the goblin is going to attack this person with this attack and this attack. Go. And then the cycle goes through, and you can either let it auto continue on, or you can pause again and reassign back combat to the characters. When you're not in combat, the goblin can sneak around and backstab people to kind of thin the herd before combat begins. But it's very linear. People who like open sandbox games won't like this very much because it is very linear. But it is kind of an interesting, like you said, it's kind of VATS, but for two characters.
Yeah, Munch's Odyssey plus VATS.
Sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a team VATS thing going on. And the story is interesting. And like I said, it's kind of a simpler version of the story that was later continued in the prequels. But I'm enjoying it a great deal. I really, really am.
Nice.
And it's not that expensive, obviously, because it was, they already have two prequels for it. So it was released a while back. So it's not that expensive on Steam, but it's fun. I am enjoying it. The other game that I finally got around to playing was Just Cause.
Oh, wow. Which is just a playground for mayhem.
Such a playground for mayhem.
Yeah.
So Just Cause, specifically three.
Explain all of this to me. Because
so you are a agent for the agency.
All right.
Well, that's how that works.
Yeah, the shadowy government, you know, clandestine shit.
Yeah, like you do.
And you basically, the whole thing is you go to a island republic ruled by a dictator, and you cause chaos.
Okay.
You cause mayhem and chaos and basically destabilize the country until you can depose the tyrant.
All right.
And what that means is going in and blowing shit up. But you have a grappling hook that you can, like, grapple onto buildings and helicopters and what have you. So you're like, you're shooting up a base, and a helicopter flies over, and you grapple up to the helicopter and throw the guy out, and now you've got a fucking helicopter, and you start shooting shit up.
Right.
And explosions are happening everywhere.
Explosions!
And it's just fun. It is, like, the story is really secondary.
You'll pay for the whole disc, but you'll only need the edge. The
score, and I'm using air quotes, is chaos. It is how much chaos are you causing in this country, in this little island republic? And in the third game, you get a wingsuit.
Yep.
What?
I forgot to mention, in the first couple games, you have a parachute. So what you do is you get in a helicopter and you fly over somewhere and you just hop out of the helicopter and you parachute down into something and then you blow shit up and then you grapple hook out of there and you're done. It's fun. It's explosions and guns and chaos. In the third one, you get a wingsuit, which means you hop out of an airplane and you fucking wingsuit down.
Oh my God.
And you're wingsuiting over terrain and stuff like that. The story is completely secondary. This whole point of this game is explosions and playing in the 3D space. Because it's not just running around on the ground. Mm-hmm. It's the sky is your oyster. So I'm sure everybody listening is already like, yeah, whatever, it's Just Cause, obviously. But I had a fuck ton of fun with it.
Mm. Nice.
So
those games are super open in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say a thing and I forgot what it was, so it doesn't matter.
Sorry.
I don't remember what it was, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. James?
I've been trying a couple of different games, and I also received what look like fucking awesome games from my Steam Secret Santa. Thank you, Steam Secret Santa. I am excited to dip into those. Right now, I am elbow deep into still, like, making progress in my first Pokemon game that I've ever played.
What? The only Pokemon game I've played was Pokemon Go. So... I guess this is
my second...
It's technically a Pokemon game. It says Pokemon in the name.
Technically, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
This is my first... Yep, Pun Also Rises. Okay. It's a good fucking book.
Is it the good book?
Of punning, yes.
Hold on. All right. Apparently now I need to read while you're talking.
I was showing you that it was like...
By all means, it was give us a paragraph.
Oh, would you like a paragraph?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So,
not that one. It's
sorry for sidetracking, but...
Yeah. This is what I opened to. Page 58 of Norms and Normans. On a blustery October morning in 1066, a bloody, exhausted line of English soldiers hurried into position atop a low ridge line in Sussex. standing shoulder to shoulder to form a makeshift wall of battered shields. Gripping their battle axes, they watched as a vast army, perhaps as many as 10,000 French soldiers, assembled for attack. For the English, it had been a long, forced march, hundreds of miles in a handful of days.
How long was it?
Hundreds of miles in upper
days. To meet these fresh invaders, but what other choice did they have? Still recovering from their hard-fought victory against Norwegian invaders to the north, the southern threat was graver still. William, Duke of Normandy, had laid claim to the English throne and seemed determined to seize it. There were no puns in any of that. That was two paragraphs, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is like a history book right now.
No, this is fucking great.
But like, with
like this is leading
color.
Into the Bayeux Tapestry, not a pun book.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, it's fucking fascinating. It's a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not at all surprised you've read it before, but...
Yeah. So anyway, that was delightful. Yeah.
I haven't dipped into the Steam Secret Santa games because I am playing Pokemon Shield, which is my first traditional Pokemon game.
Okay.
There
we go.
That's
fine.
Where you battle gym leaders in a preset path and
Yeah.
That.
Yes.
It's really fun. I think it feels like it's a good introduction to Pokemon.
It's also found something in the good book.
All across Renaissance Europe, not just in England, people were given this rich ancient tradition a fresh voice. In 1528, a dashing soldier and papal diplomat named Baldassar Castiglione published his Book of the Courtier, a handbook of sorts for proper behavior in the courts of nobility. Mm-hmm. The topic of punning, specifically how to pun in good taste, James, merited an entire section.
Yes.
Conceding that puns, quote, are more usually praised for their ingenuity than for their humor, close quote, Castiglione urged speakers to, quote, be cautious in their use, hunting carefully for the right words, and avoiding those that cause the joke to fall flat and seem too labored, or as we have said, that are too wounding, close quote. Like, this is not just a book with puns in it. Like, this this is history and shit.
Yeah, no, it's fucking fascinating.
That's awesome.
So, sorry. I'm sorry.
No, enough fun by all means.
James.
Salsa might be excited about this.
It's a really interesting book.
You know. Yay.
So,
not exactly sure what part you left, but we are still learning the new equipment. So sorry about that, James.
So, first regular console Pokemon. We were discussing the book, which is what made everything go crazy. So we're setting it down.
Yeah,
and then
we've just got to be done with the book for now.
Yep.
wait.
Yes, there we are.
I have put the book away. It was too distracting.
So
the new recording equipment is like, come on, you guys. Fucking stop it. Don't make me turn this podcast around.
The electric equivalent of a yawn and an eye roll. Yeah. This is fucking great. So, but I've been playing a game called Firewatch. Have I told you two about this?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Maybe.
This was made by Chris Remo and the other... what was that podcast that I used to listen to all the fucking time?
I don't...
It's
only there were a series of tubes.
No, we listened to... this is one of the podcasts that we discussed extensively with Matt, the old host.
May he rest in peace.
One of the podcasts that was our template for when we created AON.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't around. Fuck it.
Oh, shit.
I just took it over.
But anyway,
it was a
video game podcast by three people who were in the video game industry. And Firewatch was the game that they developed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Chris Remo did the music for, and like one of the other guys was like a big Telltale Games guy and did a bunch of stuff for it.
Oh, I can totally see that influence.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, I have heard about it extensively.
Yeah. I still have no idea what effect my choices have had on the overall storyline. I'm interested to read more about
Thumbs,
it.
That's what it was.
I went into.
That's right. You guys did talk about Idle Thumbs a lot.
This is the Idle Thumbs guys made this game.
Yeah, I am excited to know more about it after I've completed it, but I want. I went into it completely.
You don't want any spoilers?
Blind. Yeah. I went into it completely blind, not knowing anything about it except that it was called Firewatch and that, you know, it probably had something to do with forest rangers who sit in towers and watch out for fires. And it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it is psychologically thrilling, this game. And
not in the horror thriller but more like exciting.
A
little bit of both.
Really? I mean, it nestles between a lot of genres, and okay. I don't know if that has to do with choices that I made or what, but the story is really compelling. The writing is fucking unbelievably good.
Yeah.
The conversations are dynamic. The acting is incredible. Hmm. The graphics are just sort of, you know, chunky stand-ins. Like, it's very...
Yeah, it's not about the graphics.
It's not at all.
You're not there for the art?
It is exquisitely beautiful landscape work. But the people are just kind of cartoony a little bit, but just in the right amount. Where you feel emotionally connected to them without, yeah. So everything feels natural and normal, and it does something absolutely fucking fantastic that I see very rarely anywhere else. And that is that kids are written in the way that you can actually imagine them talking, where it's not like, okay, this is a grown up writing a kid.
Okay.
Right. People aren't overly precocious. They're not overly, they don't sound like weirdly out of time or anything.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's.
So not Jessa, but like any other kid.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Your daughter is definitely written by adults. So it is what it is.
She was born a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah. True. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah. She is the person that she is. The situation is what it is.
That sounds sad. My daughter's lovely.
She is. She's okay. Wonderful. Yeah.
It is what it is.
No. How dare you?
Oh, he dares.
I do. Mm-hmm. I'm not smart enough not to.
That's fair.
That's
okay.
That is the entirely correct answer.
Yeah.
No. All right.
But the
you have thought this out. Right.
No, I haven't. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay.
But Firewatch is fucking captivating. I felt compelled to play more in a way that I haven't in quite a long fucking time.
Nice.
Yeah. It's really good. And then
how does it compare to like Journey?
Well, it's longer than Journey.
Yes.
I love how emotionally connected you get to Journey and you, the royal you, audience you, that you can become to Journey in such a short amount of time. It's just this exquisitely crafted little, you know, espresso in a tiny cup.
Sure.
And you have a couple of sips of it and you go, that's amazing, and I loved that experience, and I will come back to it when I want to get more.
Okay.
But you know, it's not long like Breath of the Wild or anything.
No, I didn't. My understanding of Firewatch is that it's very atmospheric, and you just kind of wander around and experience the world.
They do in a very different way from Journey.
Okay.
I would say that it is much closer to if Fallout maybe didn't have other people in it.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say...
Interesting.
It's very... Like, if you still had your radio stations and things like that, but you just maybe very rarely bumped into other people, it would be like Fallout, with the, like, stunning landscapes, mm-hmm. that sort of haunting atmosphere.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 So there's that. And then I've been watching friends play through Breath of the Wild. So I am playing through Breath of the Wild.
Of course. I was like, I wonder how long that took. 30 seconds. And Jim's was like, well, now I got to play it again.
Yeah. Watching other people play Breath of the Wild.
They're like, oh,
makes
yeah.
you want to play Breath of the Wild.
We got Breath of the Wild when we got our Switch.
Yeah.
But I have just been, I've had other games to play. I've been sure. busy with other things. And my wife also got Animal Crossing when we got our Switch.
Oh, fuck
so,
yes.
So the Switch became her thing. You know, right. it was all of the other game consoles were basically my playground. That was hers.
Yeah.
So I have Breath of the Wild. I've played maybe a couple hours of it.
Yeah.
One of these days I'm going to.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, one of the things, IGN just rated it the best game of all time so far.
Mm. Wow.
Maybe I
need to get a Switch.
There are a couple of reasons that I don't think that they're maybe spot on, because it's not in my top five games.
Okay. Interesting.
Weirdly.
Tell me more about this. Like, I was all set to go in about my
because
stuff,
his
but I want
top five are five other Zelda games.
There is a different
three.
Zelda game in my top yep. five. That's
right.
fair.
Yeah.
Ocarina, maybe, or Majora's Mask?
Link's Awakening.
Oh, Link's
Awakening.
Okay.
It's a
that's
tiny
fair.
Pocket yeah, adventure. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was my first Zelda.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yes. You always remember your first Zelda.
Jenna had a Zelda like that one.
I did.
So, I did. So there's that. But
no, pause. I want to know your yeah. other top five.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm actively curious about this because you're avid in gaming.
Okay. Other top five. Journey is on there.
Okay.
Jet Moto.
Okay.
Is on there. It's a highly technical racer. It's
okay.
Fucking outstanding.
I was like, it sounds like a racer.
Armored Core. To Another Age, very specifically.
All right.
I think it was the peak.
Sure.
For now. Mm-hmm. And then number five is probably going to be Soul Calibur 4 or Soul Calibur 5, which just okay. became, for the group of us, pretty Dolly dress-up time. we just
yes.
we spent at least half of our time building characters to go and fight with them once, and then the other person would go, oh, I want to make this other person, and then would, like, go and make fucking Dr. Frankenfurter from yeah. Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, because that's yeah. that's what you do. Yeah. But that game is fucking outstanding. But Breath of the Wild is both highly technical, because there are all kinds of really extraordinary things that you can get into with it.
Sure.
But it's also one of the most rewardingly accessible games for people who have never picked up a game before.
Okay.
For a lot of different reasons. And there is a YouTube series about gaming for non-gamers, and he goes over a bunch of these. Sound tips, like absolutely every one of your senses that are engaged with the game, reward you with information.
Okay.
Even if it's subtle musical cues, you can tell when you've got a combo right, because you'll get a musical sting at the closest adjacent downbeat in a measure
okay.
as you strike a critical hit.
Neat.
And the sound design is fucking nuts in that game.
All right.
Things like when you walk up to something and it says press A to interact, it doesn't just show you press A to interact. It shows you the little clover leaf of all four buttons and which button is your A button.
Okay.
Which, for somebody who has no fucking idea what their controller looks like,
right.
who has no memorization of what the buttons are labeled, that's incredibly helpful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't have to look down at the controller. It doesn't break their concentration from the game. And the other thing is, your solution to the puzzle is probably correct, even
okay.
if it's outlandish.
Huh.
And it has led to this now 5-6-year-old game, something like that. It was 2017, yeah. I think.
Sure. Sounds about rightish.
People are still discovering weird shit.
Yeah.
How to do That's incredibly true. Strange things.
That universe is fucking just open.
And
so full.
Like, there are ways that you can create winds, and those winds interact with your equipment, like bombs and arrows and things like that.
Sure.
And since there are multiple ways to do that, you can fuck around with that, and it has unintended and amazing consequences. Right. Like, if you create a wind near an apple tree, it just knocks all the fucking apples off.
Oh, neat.
You don't have to climb and get them.
Although, I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So,
James.
Yeah.
Please do not break wind near my apple tree.
Is this a euphemism? Also,
no, he actually has a couple of apple trees now.
Oh. Okay, well, put a fucking fart cupboard in and you don't have to worry about it. That's the one thing the lab is missing.
I failed on the fart cupboard.
Yeah, there's no empty drawer.
We do have an empty drawer over here. We could have a fart drawer.
Welcome to my life, assholes.
It's going to be so cramped in there and warm.
I don't know. It seems like it's at my height.
Oh, well, hi. Yeah. All right.
Finally, a fart cupboard for me.
That fart drawer.
Fart drawer. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's a cupboard in your
Finally,
mind.
A fart cupboard for me.
Yes.
So, I don't necessarily disagree. It's not in my top five for my personal games, but I agree. It's beautiful. It's accessible. It's incredibly rewarding. It's expansive beyond measure. People have put 800 fucking hours into that game. Yeah. It's amazing. So I'm playing that again.
I am going to express to you the difference between how I like to game and the things that I look for in gaming and the types of games that Joe plays.
Wondering where you're going with this.
Okay. So, my Secret Santa got me a couple of games, including Sundered and Jotun, which are both Thunder Lotus games, which I'm excited about because I dipped my toes into Spiritfarer and was I need more games like this. They look very pretty. They look very fun and a little puzzly.
I was eyeballing Jotun on Steam.
Well, I have it now.
Oh, let me know.
And I will as soon as I get to it. I've been, catching up on it again.
I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's almost like we have lives and jobs and shit.
That's weird.
So yeah, I like pretty games. I like games that connect like on a emotional level.
Sure.
I like games that have somewhat of a puzzly aspect to it. Not always, but those are fun. And I like pretty games. So, whereas what Joe showed me over the course of this past weekend was Inside.
Oh, fuck yes.
Do you know about Inside?
Which one is that?
Do you know Limbo?
Yes.
Made by the same people.
Okay.
Same concept, same everything. It's a two-dimensional side-scroller. Yep. You can go back and forth in it. It's kind of shadows and all the rest of that. Which has a very horror-like aspect to it.
Ooh, yeah.
and will fuck with your brain. Whereas mine are more like, we're just going to tease your brain. We're going to tantalize it. We're going to give it some... Little bit of stuff, little bit of an emotional hit, but we're also gonna, give you some calm too. We're gonna be chill about it.
Ori
you know?
And the Blind Forest, things like that.
Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll put it on your list.
Okay then. But yeah, I did get to watch Joe complete Inside. He was like, "I know how you feel about spoilers," and I'm like, "I don't think I'm ever actually going to play this game."
Yeah, fair.
It's not that I'm not interested in the game. It's just not my style of game. It's not going to capture me enough to get it into it. I would probably play it for maybe 15, 20 minutes, be like, meh. I can't figure out how to get past this one part. Or I just had to kill a dog to move over to the next portion of it. or whatever. And I'd just be like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm done. But I was fine watching Joe play it.
Sure.
And what was really funny, like, he'd played most of it without me. So, like, he backed up and he showed me specific aspects and how he got to certain places and everything else. And right before he got into the end, like at this one point before he got to the end, he was like, "Ah, I need to take a break." And he goes to pause it and he's like, "Ah, son of a bitch. I am really close."
Oh.
And then 2 minutes later, he completed the game.
Okay.
Like, it was okay, like, he was that close to completing it and just being frustrated and angry and like, I need a break. And then he was like, nope, I need to finish it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to tell you the end of the story. I do like the way that, I don't remember who it is that puts those out. Because Limbo and Inside are both from the same people. But I love the way that they tell stories.
Yeah.
Their games have beautiful storytelling in it. Beautifully horrific storytelling.
Whoa,
yeah.
But, like, it's, but it's really good storytelling.
Limbo messed with me.
Oh, well, definitely check out Inside then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. So, like, whereas I'm like, I want some chills, I want some calms, but you know, like, go ahead and play with my emotions a little bit. Joe's like, give me the fucked up shit.
this surprises me not at all.
Yeah, not at all. On a similar vein.
Play Dead?
Okay.
Play Dead. Yeah.
So I've been digging Thunder Lotus. He's been digging Play Dead.
Nice.
This all sounds
appropriate. No, Play Dead is the developer.
I have
Thunder Lotus is the developer for, like...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I may have a recommendation for a game that the two of you might like.
Okay.
If you haven't already played it, Kentucky Route Zero.
Nope. We can talk about that later.
Sure.
Because I also wanted to talk about one more thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not just about what you've been playing or reading, but what you've been watching.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Encanto.
Oh, fuck yes.
And that fucking destroyed me.
Ooh, yeah.
I have heard good things.
Then I watched it again. And it fucking destroyed me again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played the Spotify playlist.
Mm-hmm.
On repeat, and it fucking destroyed me each fucking time. Like, that movie. I brought this up because it's another me and Joe comparison.
Yeah.
Joe will not watch Pixar movies.
Huh.
As he has stated before, they are too good at emotionally manipulating me, and I don't like it. And I'm like, yeah, that's why I bought the ticket.
That's kind of the
theory. They be good at what they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he has no... He was like, no, Pixar's really fucking good. They're incredible at what they do, which is why I'm not going to watch it.
Yep.
The big thing is that his last main Pixar movie where he was like, nope, I'm done, was Up.
Oh.
Where...
Whoa.
First 5 minutes,
A little Asian boy... who has no father is trying to connect with other father figures and just like, nope, I'm done. I'm out. Fuck it. So, like, yeah. Meanwhile, I'm like, yes, I want to cry every time somebody else says, I'll pick up the load. Or every time somebody sings about having to be strong all the fucking time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No, I watch all of the Pixar because fucking yes, I do. And Encanto to me is one of the best ones that they have put out.
Just I would agree.
Hands fucking down.
Yeah.
I also like Moana is really good. Like it's a very similar kind of vein, similar feel. I blame Lin-Manuel Miranda and his music stylings because they're in both. But it's also about a girl being strong and holding her belief and holding fast to it against whatever your family says, whatever other people say, and, like, holding fast to your truth. And that's, I love it. Love it so hard. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, no. That,
yep. It's real good. Go watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't care how old you are. Go watch it.
Your endorsement
and then
is
cry.
Amazing. Yeah.
And then watch it again and cry some more.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
Are you going to force him to watch Turning Red?
No.
Oh, okay.
I am going to watch Turning Red. I will tell him. I'm going to watch this thing. Because he found it as well. Like, everybody saw that, like, Pixar was coming out with a Red Panda thing. And they're like, Jenna! Jenna! Oh, my God! Jenna!
I just wasn't sure if you were going to just explode it into his face until he relented.
No. No, 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 no. That's not how we relationship.
Okay, that's fair.
If he don't want to do it, he doesn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. I will express to him how much I do or don't want him involved with something, how much I do or don't want to share something with him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is ultimately up to him. And this one will not be a deal breaker. So I feel like I have other issues if a Pixar movie is what breaks us up. Like, I feel like that's...
Yeah.
No.
You two and your healthy relationship and shit.
Shh, don't tell anybody. It's a secret. But no, I am real fucking excited for Turning Red.
Excellent.
Anything else on that topic, or are we going to take a break?
I think we can wrap it up.
Yeah, let's have a break.
All right, let's do that. We're going to take a break now.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast. We were fine.
It's fine. It's fine. We're good. We're professionals.
Oh, Jesus.
You are the least professional people I've ever met.
You're welcome, asshole.
And we're back.
Talk to each other.
I'm salsa.
I'm Jenna.
Start the timer.
Oh,
that was a good 20 second one. That was a good 20 seconds.
I've done better.
Oh, yeah. No. It was reasonable.
It's all right. I didn't get my ab workout out to, or ab work out in today. Oh. I've been drinking wine.
Yay. That's okay. We are going to get in, however, a Fast Five.
Fast Five!
I know, right? Today's Fast Five comes to us from Rob Holiday. It's been a while. Rob Holiday.
Yay! Real glad we didn't spoil that one.
Yep.
Fucking nailed it.
Yeah. Is it a spoiler if it's like 3 seconds early?
Yes.
Okay.
Celebrate!
The drum roll is really important.
It is. True.
Oh no! Our podcast.
It's broken.
It's broken.
God damn it. I realize.
The polish and professionalism our listeners expect.
Accurate. I really, because James and I have given each other the giggles now. And here's the thing is that, like, we sound like stoners, but we're not. Like, anybody who has just stumbled across this podcast is going to be like, well, I know what they did during break. And the answer is we did not. We discussed, like, cultural ramifications of appropriation and, like, privilege versus heritage.
I played a tiny game of Zelda.
Yeah. Like, there was...
Thank you for completely destroying Jenna's point there, Jen.
You really did. But, yeah.
Wow.
Maybe he Was he smoking when I was the bathroom?
Possibly. He must have been.
I guess. I don't
Jenna was all like, we're actually high class. And Jim's like, no, we're not.
I mean, my point was like, yeah, we did nothing during the break that was in any way related to smoking pot.
Right.
Because we don't.
Yeah.
But giggles. Giggles have happened.
Oh, yeah.
We have giggled.
Opening up the first email.
There's a giggling.
Rob says, blah, 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 amusing intro. Fuck it. Let's get into it.
Nice. Oh, I like it.
I know. I'm
that, was like two or three play.
Question number one.
Ooh.
Fire or water? Are you actually going to make me say it?
More fire?
Fire.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
It
makes sense. Yeah. As is tradition.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fire or water? Are you the type of person to fan the flames of an ongoing situation or to help put it out?
Drown them.
Douse.
Yeah, just drown them all.
It solves the problem.
And I am definitely a water in that case. I'm just like, oh, would you guys quit burning down the fucking... Okay.
Given a choice between characters, building a character who has fire magic or water magic, I will choose water magic.
Oh, I am absolutely Fire Nation, though.
Oh, that makes sense.
Like, okay. I've taken several tests, and a lot of them are all really close on all of the elements, I guess? Huh. On all of the nations? But yeah, like, Fire Nation is fairly consistently at the top, so... Yeah. There is that. I'm still going water
story
in this case.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Water tribe.
All right. Question number two.
Nice.
I got this. I know what I'm about.
Earth or air?
Are you well grounded, or do you go whichever way the wind blows? Which
definitely
I would
the second.
Have to say the first. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
For me, pretty well grounded.
Or are you down to earth?
Yeah, like well grounded down to earth. It's basically the same concept.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just said in the same way.
That's an excellent point. Yeah. I apologize.
I appreciate it.
I'm not a clever man.
James, you're such a sweetheart. Okay. inside jokes will get you inside
air.
Work.
When?
Air? What? Fuck. Eventually our jokes are going to get so incredibly inside it's just the three of us. You know that, right?
Just like the game Inside.
Ooh.
I just lost.
Son of a... God damn it. No, I did too. This is your fault.
So...
I didn't.
It's fair.
I'm usually more excited about the ability to jump than the ability to dig.
Oh, that's nice.
So, there's that.
I love Dig Dug, though.
Ooh.
It's a real good game. Yeah, I'm still going Earth. I'm going Earth on this one.
All right.
All right. Question number three. Beef or fish?
Beef.
Beef.
Beef. Question number four.
I'm like 2 days from my period. I'm like, give me meat! I want it raw!
Need the iron.
I'm also 2 days till Jenna's period, and I need beef.
Yeah,
I
you know. Do.
All right, question number four. Undo it. Try it again.
Yeah, you went so quick. I'm like, what?
Butter
or oil?
I cook with butter.
I usually cook with oil. When I cook with butter, it is for a specific flavor.
Sure.
Because I want the butter flavor.
Mm-hmm.
90% of the time, I use the oil because it's more neutral, I find. Whereas if I'm cooking with butter, it's because I want that buttery flavor. Specifically.
So, Joe's argument is that all of the best foods are cooked in butter.
Yeah.
That's his secret to his steaks. That's his secret to fucking half of his foods. It's just like also butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Butter is delicious.
I have watched him put an entire stick of butter into something before and it was delicious.
It was his mouth.
It
had been deep fried beforehand.
Not directly. But yeah. Like, so that's where all the good food comes from. I get that. However, I use oil because I do try to reduce my exposure to casein, and butter can have some. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, legitimate.
Okay. Question.
Oh my.
Number five.
Oh no, our fast five. It's broken.
Garlic.
Okay.
Or onion.
God damn it, don't make me choose.
I'm
angry. Nope, I'm mad at you. Rob's an asshole and I hate him.
So I once saw it described as garlic is too savory as vanilla is too sweet.
Mm.
You can add as much as you fucking want, it is completely up to you. Like, whatever the recipe says, fuck it.
Yeah. Yep.
Go crazy. And I love garlic.
Oh, yeah.
I like onions a lot. But I will start 90% of my meals with garlic.
So, James. Do you have any thoughts on starting a meal with garlic and onions?
Yeah. I have no idea who quoted Jenna when Salsa said that Jenna told him that when you don't know what to make, you should put garlic and onions on and then decide later. Jesus Christ.
Dear listeners, by the way, that is called a callback.
If you ever need to know what a callback is, Justin Link will tell you. Because pedantic Eric spent a good 10 minutes telling him. As one does, I suppose.
Today, I made an egg scrambler with onion and garlic. I was over at Joe's, so I ate a lot of Joe's food over the course of the weekend, wherein he basically made things with onion and garlic, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we ate out a lot because we had that sushi. So good. Yep, then the last meal I cooked before that had garlic and onion. The meal before that, I think, had garlic and onion. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out when one would happen without the other. Okay, garlic if I had to choose between a blooming onion and roasted garlic.
Ho, ho.
I think I would go with the roasted garlic.
Fuck, that's so hard.
I would go with a blooming onion slathered in garlic.
Oh, yeah, like a garlic aioli.
Yeah. No, just like garlic butter poured directly onto it. Like, it would be in the batter for the blooming onion.
I will never turn down a blooming onion. Mm-hmm. Let's be clear. However, roasted garlic has a lot less heaviness to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, there's something about, like, I would lean towards the roasted garlic in most situations. Over, it's, the blooming onion with the fried aspect is just like, it's still delicious and it's still wonderful, but it sits heavy with me.
Sure, mm-hmm. Sure.
And the roasted garlic just doesn't. Also, vampire free. So, fair trade, vampire free. Yeah, it's great.
Vampire free. Fake blood.
All right, so...
Did we all pick?
No, I'm going to say garlic because, like, I know that BMI is bullshit. Mm. But also, I have definitely gotten those garlic butter cups with a pizza, and I have sat my ass down and, like, used the crust as an excuse to put garlic butter directly into my veins.
That's what you do with those is you dip the crust in.
And then I have gone and gotten bread when I ran out of crust.
Yes.
Yeah.
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 Yes. Wait, you have run out of crust before the garlic butter was gone? I usually run out of garlic butter before crust.
I get a lot of garlic butter.
Okay, that's fair.
Oh, so like we're talking multiple packets.
Okay.
Yeah.
I usually am out of garlic butter very quickly.
Well, the first garlic butter packet you just pour directly over the slices of pizza that you're eating.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the second one is for dipping.
Yes.
And then the third one you just put a straw in.
Yes.
Basically.
Sure.
Yeah.
Because it's garlic and butter.
Right. What about the fourth, fifth, and sixth ones?
You put those straight up straight up your anus.
Five golden rings.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just garlic enema straight to the system.
I've been doing it wrong.
Garlic enema is my rap concept album. Ooh. Garlic enema number one.
I was going to say punk.
I like that, though. No, I got what you did.
Thank you.
It was good.
All right. Rob wraps this up by saying, I regret nothing.
Yes.
All right.
Second email.
On go-karts.
Rob says, greetings, friends.
Aww.
My lockdown hobby of choice was learning how to make different foodstuffs. So that's what today's questions are about.
Okay.
Rob is a good cook.
Yeah, although I gotta say, I'm totally outing Rob here on something.
Yeah.
Joe knows Rob as Raspberry Rob.
Oh.
Because Rob once talked about making a barbecue sauce with raspberry.
Okay.
And so I tagged Joe to get his thoughts. And his response was, that's not barbecue sauce, that's jam. After a lengthy thing about, well, you know, like, I appreciate barbecue from all different areas, and everybody has... No, fucking KC barbecue is the best, and what the fuck are you doing putting raspberry in your barbecue sauce? That was basically Joe's response, if I'm remembering correctly.
Right, you know.
They have actually met in person now, and they hit it off swimming.
After the fist fight,
I don't know if you can picture those two bouncy ADD kids just, like, all over the place being loud and saying things at each other back and forth. It was a sight to behold. But yeah,
okay.
Anyway, I will have to try Rob's cooking something because now I'm interested.
No.
Anyway, question number one: fire or water? Which dish do you prefer as a feast meal centerpiece?
Ooh.
A smoked turkey. Or corned beef and cabbage.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I have to switch to water on this one.
Fucking corned beef and cabbage.
Bring on the fucking corned beef and cabbage, because fuck turkey.
I could be gone for a day in a corned beef and cabbage.
I'm going to have to switch over to fire for turkey.
Oh, no, turkey's useless.
I love turkey. A good turkey is incredible.
A good turkey is incredible.
A good turkey is about on par with an okay ham.
No, no, you are entirely incorrect.
No,
a
I am
really
completely
good ham
okay.
The problem is about that I have on turkey par is, with an okay turkey.
No, no, it's quite the opposite. Turkey is a useless
Jenna.
Meat.
I'm not.
Holy turkey
shit.
Is completely useless.
No.
Nope.
I will take a
nope.
ham or
like
any other beef.
Sliced deli
turkey is so
the,
useless.
When the skin is just right and it's crispy but not like
my mouth
overly
is
crunchy. I know. Mm.
Or when they do like
and
the
gravy
turkey
with the
pastrami.
And then it actually has flavor. What a great idea.
Turkey you know, pastrami in a Rachel sandwich. It's fucking amazing.
I've never tried it. I guess
it's a
I'll
Reuben,
have to.
But it's a Rachel, you know.
Oh.
It's, but it's
so
amazing.
You need to add things so it has flavor.
Anyway.
No, he's
so,
swapping out is what he's doing.
Yeah.
God.
You know what?
Don't put words in his mouth.
All the
no,
meats,
turkey is useless. It's
no.
everything around turkey
you
that makes a turkey palatable.
No. No,
and
just a fucking
loaf?
Roast
he's
turkey.
Just like,
I will.
I
will
care who
eat,
he hurts.
I will eat yeah. actual turkey right off the bone.
Oh,
it is
sure.
amazing.
Also, corned beef and cabbage.
I mean, okay, salsa makes a good point. Corned beef and cabbage.
I'm okay with corned beef and cabbage, but it's not overly my thing. I'm
oh
like,
my
I'm
God.
Not. I'll eat if it's there, and it'll be fine. Tasty, even, but it's not something I seek out.
The difference is, I can talk to you for an hour or two about turkey. But when I talk about corned beef and cabbage, my mouth fills with saliva, and I can't talk anymore.
Yeah,
about
no,
it.
I.
It's happening right now.
Well, we should maybe move on to the next question then, huh?
Corned beef. Just, anyway, question number two: earth or air? Which is the better preserved appetizer?
Oh,
kimchi, traditionally fermented in the ground, or a cured salami.
Oh, God, they're both good.
No, they're not. Salami is amazing. Kimchi's awful.
I love kimchi.
Kimchi is really good on the right stuff.
Kimchi
yeah.
is
on
like
a pork burger, like a pulled pork burger.
Yes.
With kimchi.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit, yes.
When it's Taco like, Cat did their tacos with the kimchi on it. Oh, fuck me. Those were good.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Mm. Or it's like a warm up to some bulgogi. Holy
I don't know what bulgogi is.
Beef bulgogi.
Or
okay.
salami.
I mean, agreed.
I mean, it has been cured. And in the COVID times, what has
yeah, what more can you ask for, yeah.
So I suppose I
no,
have to go with
I,
it just
I will
for that.
Kill a salami in one sitting and be yep. the happiest person on the planet.
Mm-hmm. They're both about equal for me, actually. Sometimes salami is too much.
Okay.
Sometimes kimchi is too much. I just...
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
Sometimes when we touch, the honesty is too much.
I...
And I don't remember the words to the song.
I honestly
wow.
didn't realize that you didn't know the words to the
That's
song.
That's beautiful.
I thought, I don't know the words.
I only
words
know those the first parts.
Were the words. That shows what I know. I will open up my fridge, and if I see that I have either one of those things, I will eat them. But if I see that I have both of those things, I'll eat salami. I'll
eat the salami with kimchi, actually. That actually doesn't sound awful. Like, on a bun.
I would try it.
On a bun.
I'd try it.
Put it
yeah.
on a bun. See how
oh,
you feel
man.
About it.
Oh, they're both so good with scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mouth is watering again.
Yep.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Question
Rob,
number three.
This is your fault.
I'm so hungry.
Question number three. Beef or fish?
Okay.
Yeah.
Which raw dish would you be more excited for
okay.
in a special anniversary type dinner?
Okay.
Steak tartare.
All right.
Or sushi?
All of it. I don't care.
I do love
Fuck.
Steak tartare.
I also love steak tartare.
But I gotta go with sushi
God.
On this one.
Sushi, I gotta change my answer.
I think if it's an anniversary setting, like if it's me and Joe, we have a very special relationship with sushi. Like we have a very specific sushi background in our dating rituals. So that sushi. Yes.
Sushi background is my Real Big Fish elevator music band.
Yes, well played.
All right.
I mean, I'd be happy with either, but yeah, I'm probably going to have to lean sushi on this one.
Okay. Question number four, butter or oil. Which is the better topping for fresh bread?
Butter.
Herb butter or spiced olive oil?
I've dipped bread in olive oil in like hot pepper
olive oil. I love dipped bread in olive oil, but delicious. I also love bread with herb
butter.
Yeah,
they're both delicious. They're both in different amazing. Ways.
Yeah. It depends on what the meal is.
That's true.
Okay.
Are we having Italian? Then I will go absolutely olive oil. Are we having, like, steak and potatoes? Then I will absolutely go with herb butter. Both are amazing. Mm-hmm. I have to pick one. Fuck.
I've almost definitely talked about this on the podcast, but in Russia, my host family bought a dish of butter for us. Mm-hmm. And I cried. Like, I was eating bread with butter spread on it, and I wept because I missed it so much. Mm-hmm. I will also say that eating bread with oil is great, but eating anything with butter is an excuse to put butter in your mouth.
Yeah, no, I think I gotta go with herb butter. Yeah. I feel like herb butter on fresh bread is more universal. I feel like if I'm eating Italian, then absolutely olive oil.
Okay.
But if I'm eating virtually any other cuisine, I got to go with the butter.
Mm-hmm.
So just volume-wise, I got to.
A friend of mine and I, back before the COVID times, would do a thing that we called communion, which is where on a Sunday afternoon, we would hang out and drink wine and eat bread. And the bread would have a variety of things, but most important to that specific situation was the olive oil. Butters were available, but the olive oil was where it was at. So I'm going to go olive oil just for association.
All right.
Fair enough.
They're both equally as wonderful, but yeah.
Cool. Question number five. Which would Jenna use to lob at James or Salsa? For suggesting they come up with the idea of garlic and onions as a base for starting a dish.
Onion, it's bigger and it's going to hurt more.
I would have said the exact same thing. Yeah. Yep, no, definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can fire Shuck one of those
an onion
off.
At my head. Yep.
You could knock someone out with that.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Especially one of those big yellow ones.
Yeah.
Super hard.
Giant Vidalias ones that are half as big as your head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Fucking softball. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know I did play softball in middle school?
Huh.
I'm real bad at catching and throwing, but I can bat like a motherfucker.
So if she comes at you with a big fucking onion, duck.
Actually, you might not need to duck. If I come at you with an onion and a bat, that's when you've got to watch out.
Fair. And then she just chucks the onion behind her back and hits you with the bat. Rob wraps this email up by saying, on a personal note, thank you for being awesome and keeping me sane during my workday. Yes, even you, James. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send two emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should be nothing but the choices, and the second one, repeat those choices, and then give us the context. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout-out to everybody that's doing the COVID testing stuff right now.
Amen.
Holy fuck. Both the people processing the testing, but all of the users, patients, prospective patients, I don't know. Everybody that's going in to get tested just to make sure. Fucking, that's amazing. The only way you know for sure is if you get a test. Get some at-home tests, get some whatever. But, like, I went to, when I went to get tested last Thursday, the person behind the Walgreens drive-thru, which is where I was getting tested, started giving me the spiel, and I was like, so this is my 14th time coming through a Walgreens drive-thru to get tested? And she was like, oh, so we can just skip that then. I'm like, yeah. She's like, cool. And she just prepped everything. And she's like, so how many swirls? I'm like, 5 each nostril. She's like, all right, here you go. Like, it was just like, done. And she was delightful. But, like, you could also tell she had done this so many fucking times. When I showed up to that drive-thru to get the test, there were 5 cars ahead of me. And I was on time. Because, of course, I think I was, like, 3 or 4 minutes early. Because that's how I do. Mm-hmm. They are processing people as fast as they can. I know that they're opening up more sites. They've brought in National Guard. They're trying to get things done. If you have the ability to order at-home tests, right now there's, I think, a lot of places have about a week or so wait to get them to your doorstop. But also it's a week or so wait to get into a place anyway. So,
yeah,
and the at-home tests, every single one I've taken has been accurate. So I've done a lot of testing over the past 6 months. Talk to me about testing if you've got any questions. But thank you to those who have been. And thank you so much to those that are processing them.
James?
I wanted to say thank you to anyone who has received a positive result and put it into the fucking app. Because it's an extra step.
Yeah.
And especially in a moment of panic or grief or whatever, like, it can be hard to do. I don't blame anybody for not doing it.
Right.
But one way that people know that they need to go and get tested is by getting a ping on their COVID aware. And that only happens if people mark that they've tested positive.
Yeah.
And that's a real big fucking deal. So if you have remembered to do that, thank you. That's awesome.
All right, I'm going to shift directions entirely.
Oh, you probably should.
Mm-hmm, probably. I am going to give my shout out to the new lab.
Yay, yeah. New lab.
New lab, new recording equipment, new liquor cabinet, new table, new all this stuff. We're finally here, and I couldn't be more emotional about that fact.
I know.
It's beautiful.
Is so lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
and it will only get better.
We walked in and Salsa had everything set up nice. Like, he had my little sound box here, and I've got my rubber orangutan and my trophy just sitting here and ready to go. And I'm like, that's where I sit. It was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And then he showed us all of the things. There's a lot of awesomeness in this lab. It's so good. It's so good.
All right. Does anybody have any shows coming up? Anything to plug? No? Cool. All right. Any final thoughts?
Bye. Love you. Bye. Bye. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Rob for sending in a fast 5.
Yay.
You should definitely do that as well. On behalf
do it again, Rob.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.